Devices on the left panel. Click the iPhone's Summary tab, which will tell you about your device and give you information about your backups. 5. Select Restore Backup. If you have backups of multiple devices, you'll be able to tell which is most recent thanks to a time and date stamp. After you restore the backup, sync your phone to your computer. Then eject the device. Restoring from iCloud Backup. Once again, when you power on your new iPhone and select your language and country, you'll be prompted to either restore your iPhone from a backup, set up your device as a new iPhone, or move data from an Android device. This time, we're selecting Restore from iCloud Backup. 1. Enter your Apple ID and password. 2. If you have two-factor authentication turned on, you'll receive an alert on another device running iOS 10 or later, or Mac OS Sierra or later, with a code to enter on your new iPhone. Enter that code. 3. Agree to the terms and conditions. 4. Choose an iCloud backup. You can tell which backup is most recent by the date and timestamp. 5. After you select a backup, choose whether you want to mirror your old iPhone settings or customize them on your new iPhone. 6. Your iPhone will restore from your iCloud backup. The process can take a while, so be patient. How to set up dual SIM. The iPhone XS, iPhone XS Max, and iPhone XR include a new feature that will make traveling overseas much easier. The latest iPhones support two SIM cards. The physical nano SIM card that you activate on your wireless carrier and an eSIM card that you can activate on another carrier. With dual SIM support on your iPhone, you can have two phone numbers. If you regularly travel internationally, you can use an international carrier's service without taking out your SIM card. Now that iOS 12.1 is available, you can start using your iPhone's dual SIM support. There is just one caveat as of this writing. No U.S. carriers yet support eSIM, so you can't use two U.S. SIM cards simultaneously. However, when traveling overseas, you can activate service with an international carrier that supports eSIM. You can find an up-to-date list of carriers by country on Apple's website. Here's how to take advantage of your iPhone's dual SIM support. 1. Make sure your iPhone XS, XS Max, or XR is unlocked. 2. Install iOS 12.1 on your device if you haven't already upgraded. Go to Settings and tap General, then Software Update to see what version of iOS 12 you're running. 3. Check to see which carriers support the secondary eSIM you want to use in the country you're traveling to. You can't take advantage of dual SIM support with two US-based carriers at the moment. If the secondary carrier supports eSIM, there are two ways to activate service. The first is a carrier-provided QR code. The second is via the carrier's app. 1. To scan the QR code provided by the secondary carrier, open the Settings app. 2. Tap Cellular. 3. Select Add Cellular Plan. 4. Your iPhone's camera will pop up. Place the carrier-provided QR code in frame and scan it. You can also enter the details manually. If you don't have a QR code, you can install the carrier's app on your iPhone and use it to buy and activate a wireless plan. Fast charge the iPhone XR and XS. The iPhone XS, iPhone X, and iPhone 8 all